Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate supernatural relationship. We've been talking a lot about becoming familiar with the supernatural realm, misunderstanding the relationship of the three realms is really the major contributor to not dealing with and overcoming the hindrances that keep the eternal life that we're experiencing in our spirit from flowing into our soul and eventually our bodies. The best way to experience anything, to understand anything, is by experiencing it. So we want to not just learn about the supernatural realm. We want to experience it. And God wants us to have our supernatural senses quickened. He wants us to be able to hear him and experience him. So we are merely joining him in what he has for us. When we do that, we are guaranteed of success. We've talked many times about fear and how fear so often is the main distraction and preventer of our stepping out and knowing God on his terms. Because we're afraid of deception, we're afraid we're going to get hurt or injured, we're afraid we're going to get in over our heads. But there are ways of dealing with all those things. We've talked about them, and we're going to see how they work, how to put them into effect simply and clearly as we look at least one effective way of engaging the supernatural realm. And as we engage the supernatural realm, not just observe, but be involved in, we are also going to come up against dealing with supernatural beings. So what are the 8 steps to engaging the supernatural? First, let me just list them. First is make yourself available. Second is pay attention. Third, ask. Fourth, listen. Fifth, engage. Sixth, respond. 7 is respect and follow through, and 8 is back to business. And we're going to see how these steps can, in any situation, help us overcome our fears and those hindrances, because it gives us a solid place to start. Now, just because we're going to be talking about these 8 steps, that doesn't mean something someone else has come up with isn't from God or isn't effective or isn't just as valid. The test of what you're learning is not, is it interesting? Can you relate? Is it, meet some other standard? The test is, are you doing it? Is it working for you? Now, what we're talking about here is these are steps for you to take to do what you are. You are a spirit being. And as a spirit being, you have authority and responsibility over the supernatural and natural realms. Whether you fulfill that authority and responsibility is a whole other matter. But you are a son of God. And so you have authority and responsibility over the supernatural and the natural realms. You are a spirit. You live in the spiritual realm. You are the spiritual realm. Now that's, of course, if you have been reborn as a spirit being in Christ. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So let's take these steps one at a time. First, you make yourself available. This is something you do. Let the Lord know you are trusting Him to make Himself known in the supernatural and or the physical realm in any way He chooses. Let Him know that you will, and you can confirm yourself, you set your mind that you will pursue and take training seriously as a way to learn to know Him and His ways. Our goal is not to know all about the supernatural realm. God could download that information to us in a blink of an eye. Our goal is to learn about how God works, how we work, about His character, His nature, how He does things, why He does things, how to hear Him, how to know Him. As a spirit being, how we function. So He puts us in situations where we have to learn how to do these things. It's the difference between taking driver's ed, driving classes, and getting out on the road behind the wheel. Yes, there's things you learn first, but the learning doesn't do you any good if you never do the doing, if you never get behind the wheel. So this is time that you are committing to getting behind the wheel of what you've learned, putting it into effect in your life. First, you make yourself available, and you let the Lord know, you confirm that with yourself, and you take this training seriously. Again, be convinced in yourself that this is what God has for you. If you aren't convinced, get in touch with me. We'll go through that. But if you're convinced that this is that God wants you to rule and reign on this earth now, if you want what God wants for you now, and you're finding out that there's something you can be doing right now, are you convinced enough to do it, even if it costs you your own time, your own ways of doing things, your own self-life? This is where these things will start really making a difference. Do you want what God wants for you? In your spirit, absolutely. Or are you still struggling with your flesh, your self-life, rather than letting the Lord consume it? Your disagreement isn't with God. It's between your spirit and your soul, because your spirit is already in full agreement with everything God is doing in your life. So make yourself available. And recognize that it's up to Him to make Himself known to you. So many times I hear from people that they just aren't hearing, or they just don't get it, that it's too complex, it just doesn't apply. And so often when we go through the process of testing what they've heard, of asking God, it wasn't from Him to begin with. This is why it's so important to be able to hear Him and to be able to test it. And even then, to be able to hold it loosely. Our confidence shouldn't be in our immediate understanding. Oh, I get this now. Okay, I get it. Our confidence is in our dependence on God. That since it is His desire that we hear Him clearly, He will make Himself known. It's up to Him to reveal Himself, to quicken your senses. And this is why right now, the situation, whatever situation it is that you find yourself, He has created that situation just for you. So that you can learn to depend on Him. It's not all that complicated, but it's not easy, because He's putting His finger on exactly those things that you've been relying on Him, that you've been relying on, rather than relying on Him. That's why we say, ouch. That's why we hesitate. That's why we look for reasons not to do it. That's why we look for our failures rather than our successes. Because He's touching, He's putting His finger on things that we've relied on for our whole life. But He said, no, I want you to rely on Me instead. So we are going to change. And that's what we're here for. To be changed. Into His likeness, spirit, soul, and body. In your spirit, again, you are already exactly like Him because you are in Him. You are bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. You are His being. You made it the same stuff as Him in your spirit. But we have opportunity to pursue and cooperate. So make yourself available. Second is attention. Now, when you make yourself available and you say, God, okay, I want what You want for me. And I want to be trained by You. And that's what He sent the Spirit for, the Holy Spirit for, was to lead us into all truth, to reveal Him, reveal His ways, to teach us and to train us. And so when we say, okay, God, I want what You want for me. I want Your whole life, Your whole eternal life in me, spirit, soul, and body. He starts taking us up on that. So He starts tuning our senses, and our challenge is to pay attention and give attention. as we are committed, as we say, okay, Lord, I want whatever training you have, the Lord will likely begin to interrupt your plans. He will start intruding in your life. He will start drawing attention to himself. He will start saying, "What are you getting distracted by? Come to me." He will start saying, "Are you hearing me?" rather than, "Are you trying to trip me up?" When we know him, when our heart is facing him and saying, "Lord, I want whatever you want," he may start speaking to you and drawing you into things you disagree with. But this is where we find out that our beliefs are often based on our history, what we've been exposed to. When we talk about what we believe, when we think about what we believe, we are putting a hindrance between us and God. Because we're saying, we're putting our own standards on what God has to believe or has to do. He has to meet our beliefs. So the Lord will start drawing attention away from our beliefs and to ourselves, to himself, sorry. So, now sometimes it will be inwardly, and sometimes it will be outwardly, but it will be toward himself. And what we'll find is those things that we thought were important to us aren't so important. And we'll find that we will have a choice about whether to be an observer and a criticizer, or whether we find that those are just hindrances that keep us from embracing and focusing completely and only on what God is doing in our lives. What God is doing in anybody else's life is none of your business. How other people are representing God is none of your business. Only what God makes your business is your business. Yeah, I know that's radical. And that flies in the face of a lot of times what we've been taught. That's fine. Let the Lord interrupt your process, your thinking, your beliefs. He's going to start pulling out from under you those things that you've been relying on. Your arrogance, your gentleness, your intellect, your education. Now, sometimes he will let them fail, and sometimes you'll just drop them. But you are unique. And God is going to address you and deal with your particular situation in a unique way. And he's dealing with everyone around you in a unique way. So it's none of your business. Are you giving the Lord attention? Or are you paying attention to what you're being taught, what you believe, how it makes you feel. When the Lord comes knocking, do you go, oh, the Lord's knocking. Isn't that neat? I wonder what he has to say that I can then share with my brothers and sisters tomorrow at Bible study. Or are you just so excited to be with him? Have you made a way in your a place in your life for him? Have you made place in your life for him? In your lifestyle? Or is it so much more important that everyone know how smart you are? Is your purpose for knowing God to impress others? Well, start paying attention to what God is saying to you, because these are your opportunities to let him change you. You can't change yourself. You can't change your flesh. You can only cooperate with him. So when he knocks, when he draws attention to himself, internally or externally, through circumstances, through the physical realm, give him the attention that he's asking for. Say you're washing the dishes, or listening to this program, or mowing the lawn, or driving. You become aware of a change in your thought patterns, or a gentle or abrupt change in mood, or your ability to concentrate. For some reason, this seems to happen a lot to people during meetings. Now, not that meetings are a great place to judge distractions, but very often meetings, when we're trying to listen to one thing, very often God interrupts us at that time. And what's fun is how to be in the meeting or driving or doing whatever thing you have to continue to do, and yet increase your awareness, stretch to hear God. And we'll talk about protecting his presence later on and extending a tent to be able to protect that presence so that when you can give him your full attention, that presence is still there and available and waiting for you because you've shown it the respect that it deserves. This is an adventure, and you can be a criticizer of those who are taking the adventure and embracing it, or you can be the one criticized and take the adventure yourself. What's that old line? The pioneers take the arrows. And for each one of us, knowing God, you're going to be a pioneer. Because the path that God takes you on, no one will have ever gone on it before. Because it will be unique for you. So you're going to get criticized. This is one of the reasons we have these 8 steps. Not to limit, but to provide a starting point, a foundation, a guide. So pay attention. And if you become aware of a change in your thought patterns, or a gentle or even an abrupt change in your mood or ability to concentrate, pay attention to it. Lord, how come all of a sudden I'm so angry, or I'm so tired, or I'm thinking about this song, or all of a sudden I'm thinking about a relative or a friend or something, somebody I don't even know? That's His drawing. Pay attention to it. Don't discount it. Then ask, the third step, ask, Lord, is that You? That's our favorite phrase. Lord, is that You? Before we say something, we should say, Lord, is that You? Because we're spirit beings. What we're saying should be lining up. I mean, we're far from it. But it should, eventually, it will line up with, Lord, is that You? We will be able to say yes. That's Him flowing through us. He gives us the confirmations and the motivations as He chooses. Not necessarily when we demand them. Lord, is that You? Once we've confirmed that it is indeed the Lord drawing you, respond with something like, Lord, I'm here. What are we doing? If it's not the Lord, determine its source and deal with it accordingly. And that's one of the things we're dealing with in the Getting Healed series on Tuesday mornings. But this is where you find out. So you've made a commitment, you've made yourself available. You're learning to respond when the Lord knocks. And most of the time it's very subtle, and He wants to be able to be subtle. So that as you're doing other things, you don't have to stop everything you're doing. Sometimes you will have to. But the whole point is learn to recognize His whispers so He doesn't have to yell at you. Then, Lord, is that You? Determine if it's Him or not. Then if it is Him, listen. You may find that a word, a specific thought, a song, an image, or an idea may be forefront in your thoughts. It is just as likely that no specific communication will be evident. In other words, your mind, your emotions, your everything may be blank. You just may feel like you're not getting anything. If you're getting a blank, simply rest in that quietness until it lifts. Because you've done what He's asked you to do. He's done something, moved somehow to get your attention, and you've given it. You've said, Lord, I'm available. What do You want? I'm here for You. What are we doing? You don't have to go running around. He may be speaking to you on levels you're not hearing. He may be changing you or moving through your circumstances. It doesn't matter. You've done your part. You don't need to see the results. Just rest. And if He speaks where you can hear Him, fine. If not, that's fine too. So we'll pick it up here next week. If you've got any questions sure to get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend. We'll be getting back together again, 9 o'clock on Saturday. Thanks.